Let's hear from two people who've every right to get carried away with themselves. They're two of the winners from last night's On Post Irish Book Awards. And they are Jenny Doherty, the owner of Little Acorns Bookshop in Derry. They were awarded On Post Bookshop of the Year. And there was also a special recognition award for the hugely loved Paul Howard, best known for his Ross O'Carroll Kelly series. So Paul Howard and Jenny Doherty, congratulations and good morning to you both.
Thank you so much.
Jenny, congratulations. I thought your speech was wonderful last night.
Oh, Jenny, tell me about your speech last night.
Well, to be honest with you, I did not think I had a hope in hell or a chance. So whatever I said was truly 100% from the heart. And I think to be honest with you, I kind of felt that I was doing it for Derry, Donegal, and kind of just felt that, do you know what, you feel the love in the room, you feel the support in the room. There was no nerves. It was just sort of like as if it was some great gathering of people all on the same page and just all written for each other. So it was kind of like, you know, as if we were just having a conversation in the room with everybody else. So fantastic news. And I'm just so delighted this morning. I just woke up and thought I dreamt it all. But yeah.
Yes, well, you're very good to wake up and talk to us at all, because I'm sure you were celebrating last night. Paul Howard, you've had a record 23 Irish Book Award nominations. You're a bit like a retiring TD. This is your last Ross O'Carroll Kelly book.
Yeah, which made last night even more special. I've been doing it for a long, long time. I first created the Ross character back in 1998. And the first two books in the series, I couldn't get a publisher, so I published them myself. And I was telling the story last night that I in a fit of optimism, I ordered 5,000 books from the printers. I had no idea what 5,000 books looked like until they arrived outside the offices of the Sunday Tribune. And there was this enormous pallet truck that was piled about sort of 10 feet high and 10 feet wide. And I said, is that 5,000 books? And the guy delivering them said, no, that's 1,000. There's four more of those. So the first few months, I just spent the time driving around bookshops, asking them, you know, telling them it's a satire about the Celtic Tiger and all that's wrong with Celtic Tiger Ireland. And these bookshops would say, well, we'll take 5, we'll take 10. And, and that started my relationship with booksellers. And, you know, without people like Jenny, we they're the lifeblood of the profession. We wouldn't have nights like last night.
Yeah, well, you've sold a lot more than 5,000 books since. Jenny, ever since your childhood in Donegal, is it true you dreamed of owning a bookshop?
I really did. To be honest with you, it was one of those things that I do believe you should follow your dreams. And I sort of like pinched myself a couple of years ago. Gosh, you know, I'm actually doing something that I dreamt about and I always wanted to do when I was a young child. And saving up all my pocket money to buy books and Patsy Farn's shop on the main street in Mobile, rather than getting my comics or my ice cream. And you sort of look around now and I go, do you know, this is it. You know, when you do something that you love, it is a vocation rather than an occupation. And to be able to do that and do something you love, you don't see it as work. And it's sort of, you know, I think when you begin to realise that the dream is over is when you've lost that magic. So fingers crossed, long will continue. But it's authors like Paul and everybody else who do, and the publishers and everybody along the whole chain that sort of, it works together. You can't do these things on your own, but, you know, everybody holds each other up as well. So, yeah.
And Paul, I mean, you know, you say you started writing the Ross O'Carroll Kelly books in 98. You know, you think of the way the world has changed since then. Phones, Kindles, short attention spans. So something like last night's awards ceremony, it's really important, isn't it? Because the whole, if you like, climate around books and book reading, it's under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose sort of 10, 15 years ago, there was a lot of doom and gloom around the place. We thought that Kindles were going to change, were going to change books the way, you know, the music industry was changed by MP3s and things like that, and streaming and, you know, people taking things for free from artists, all that kind of thing. But book sales have actually held up in Ireland, and the Kindle thing, it proved popular. But, you know, I think I speak for a lot of book readers when I say I like what they now call a physical book. I still call it a book. People call it a physical book now. I like to feel the progress that I'm making through a book. I like, you know, I like to look at it and go, God, I'm halfway, you know, and there's something very tactile for me about reading. And I think that's held up in Ireland. I think in other countries, it hasn't. I think the book industry has been changed, but in this part of the world, we still like a book. We still like to hold a book, which is nice.
Yeah, and you don't get any of that horrid blue light as well. Jenny, talk to me about the customers you most like to meet.
Oh, gosh. If I was to say, it's like they ask me who's my favourite child as such, all customers, whether it's your 2-year-old or your 92-year-old, you know, when you meet them, everybody's bringing something different. You don't know who's coming through the door. You don't know what they're coming in with and what they've just left behind. So it's basically, they're coming into my wonder world. Like, I could be Alice or whatever. So the favourite customers are those that are just coming in not expecting anything but leaving with something. And that doesn't necessarily mean with a book or a sale, just feeling that they've come into a place where they can feel, you know, welcome, where they can be inspired, where they can feel safe. And I mean, I love all. I do love the fact that anybody can come in from any background. Where, you know, as I say, it could be the 2-year-old. Again, it could be somebody's great grandmother, and that's. Yeah. It's not many businesses I can say that are catered to everybody from every generation and background as well. So,
or where you're welcome to just hang around and browse as well. Paul, before we let you all go, I hope you got a big hug from your dogs, Walter and Arthur. Isn't that right? When you came home last night.
Well, I had to put them in kennels for one night, which broke my heart yesterday when I.
Oh, you mean they got to go to kennels while you were out partying?
That's basically what happened. They're not at the age yet where they can be trusted alone for 6 or 7 hours in the place. So we put them in yesterday, and I'm going down in 5 minutes' time to catch them again. I can't wait to see them.
Yeah, well, you owe them an extra long walk now after ignoring them that long, whether you're an award-winning author or no. Anyhow, thank you both. Congratulations to you both. Thank you so much for talking to us. And if you've nothing else to do today, anyone who's listening to the programme, why don't you pop into a bookshop near you.